In a world increasingly dominated by technology, the most valuable currency remains human connection and trust. Trust agents arrived at a pivotal moment when social media was just emerging, yet its core message remains timeless. While platforms evolve rapidly, human psychology doesn't. We still crave authentic connections and prefer doing business with people we like. What makes this concept revolutionary is how it bridges technological innovation with unchanging human nature. The web isn't just another broadcast channel, it's a fundamentally different way of building relationships at scale. Those who understand this principle gain tremendous advantage in business and life. Trust agents recognize that in digital spaces, being human isn't just nice, it's necessary. They build influence not through manipulation, but by being genuinely helpful, transparent, and authentic. This approach creates connections that transcend transactions, forming the foundation for lasting success in an increasingly digital world. The balance of power between companies and customers has fundamentally shifted. While companies dominated from the 1950s through early 2000s, today's consumers wield unprecedented choice and control. In this environment, etiquette becomes not just a nice to have, but an essential business skill. Human is the new black. Those who navigate the human web authentically will find, retain, and grow customer communities. Trust agents see business frameworks as games with rules that can be reimagined. They practice gate jumping, finding better paths while others follow convention. Mark Fisher built a fitness business for misfits where members exercise in unicorn horns. Tim Ferriss created lifestyle design blogging before the category existed. Both created new structures rather than competing within existing ones. This evolves in stages. First, identifying essential rules versus modifiable house rules. Then comes hacking, finding creative uses for systems without breaking them. Christopher Penn demonstrated this by launching the Financial Aid podcast when regulation standardized products using content to earn coverage competitors couldn't buy. IBM's Ryan Boyles and Amazon's Sandy Carter share personal interests like sci-fi and programmer jokes rather than corporate messaging. Their occasional company mentions resonate because they've established themselves as authentic individuals first. Trust combines competence and reliability with emotional connections. In social spaces, people communicate more naturally than in formal settings, showing their true selves through casual language and human imperfections. This authenticity builds stronger bonds than traditional professionalism. Like Archimedes' lever, trust agents achieve outsized results with minimal effort. Similar to efficient programmers who maximize code impact, they find ways to create powerful outcomes through strategic leverage. Leverage means using strengths from one area to boost another. Apple leveraged iPod success to launch the iPhone, while Kevin Rose transformed Digg's momentum into Revision 3. The web offers perhaps the most accessible leverage point. Digital connections often transform into natural in-person relationships. Google exemplifies leverage at scale, building from search technology into the web's leading contextual ad platform, growing from $125 billion in 2009 to $970 billion by 2020 through continuous opportunity expansion. The key to audience leverage? Be their trusted gatekeeper, not their salesperson. Like Oprah, who converts constant giving into larger opportunities, trust agents curate quality content for their audiences. Build your channels before you need them. Establishing diverse platform networks creates multiple audience connection points, essential infrastructure for when you need to promote or scale. Trust agents connect different groups as central nodes, becoming agent zero by spreading ideas and making introductions without seeking immediate returns. Christopher Penn's story, where a Facebook connection led to a seven-figure deal, shows the power of network building, while Jim Cantarucci warns that disconnection means missing opportunities. They build networks organically by helping others, promoting their work, and sharing content freely. Instead of pursuing influencers, they engage meaningfully with promising up-and-comers. Consistency builds trust, as shown by Julian's cafe experience, where regular presence transformed relationships, similar to the Donnie Brasco principle of establishing trust through predictable patterns. In the digital realm, following Emerson's advice to leave a trail is crucial. Unlike physical spaces, the web demands visible markers of presence, and companies without digital footprints risk appearing disconnected from their audience's natural habitat. Online friendship differs from real-world connections. Accepting a friend request shows interest but doesn't grant marketing privileges. Like strangers at a party, digital interactions require careful consideration due to limited social cues. 4 key practices guide online engagement. Listen to community norms, ask for guidance after observing, reciprocate social gestures, and comment meaningfully to add value. The dual cultures of transparency and anonymity enhance human connection online. Anonymity enables candid sharing about sensitive topics, while transparency emerged as users grew comfortable using real identities. Together, they reveal the full spectrum of human experience. Trust agents must prioritize customer service across platforms. When issues arise, follow the 3 A's: acknowledge, apologize, and act. Remember that every customer interaction can reach a wide audience. Even mundane status updates serve to build community. These everyday posts help followers connect with the authentic person behind the screen, what Tara Hunt calls throwing sheep, where playful interactions create genuine belonging. Individual digital power has sparked global movements like Arab Spring, hashtag Black Lives Matter, and hashtag Me Too. While individuals initiate change, effective mobilization mechanisms amplify their impact. Digital mastermind groups enable global collaboration based on shared interests. The web facilitates collective power through distributed tasks. Wikipedia demonstrates this by surpassing traditional encyclopedias through crowdsourced knowledge. Automated systems handle repetitive tasks, while humans focus on complex work requiring judgment and creativity. These systems grow more sophisticated with advancing technology. The social web has democratized activism by enabling massive reach through minimal effort. A single click can impact thousands, making online groups exponentially more powerful than traditional ones. This has transformed media consumption, with platforms like YouTube reaching billions daily. Consumer preferences now favor personalized experiences over mass production, from local cafes to craft beer, emphasizing customization and authentic connections. The internet has democratized business, enabling direct conversations between consumers and brands while allowing companies to showcase their human side. Trust agent skills serve multiple purposes. Making your own game builds market advantage, being one of us enhances people-facing roles, and the Archimedes effect strengthens negotiations. Agent Zero networking creates opportunities, human artist skills benefit service professionals, and building an army develops leadership influence. While trust's core principles remain constant, its channels evolve with technology. Success requires early adoption of new platforms through continuous experimentation. The yes and principle from improv comedy offers a constructive approach, accepting what's presented and building upon it to transform challenges into opportunities. Relationships grow through small gestures and genuine interactions. Social trust stems from demonstrating worthy qualities: kindness, patience, humility, reliability, and generosity. Trust requires time and authentic attention. While back-office functions can be automated, meaningful front-facing interactions demand genuine human connection. Organizations succeed by prioritizing relationships before sales. In an automated world, humanity remains the most valuable asset.